Good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call. Chairperson today is Ken. Ken, please begin your call, and I'll be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited, 102 Line Stock Call, 2022 second quarter trading update conference call. With us today, we have our CFO, Mr. Daniela Kobiyarov, and also our finance director and company secretary, Mr. Johnny Yin. We regret that because our CEO, Dennis, is currently traveling for business, and he is unable to participate in this call. And we hope that he can join us next time. So at this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. These are Q&A section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese. We follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call have been uploaded, and you can download the document from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 歡迎大家出席鐵康現貨香港交易所編號102902年第二季度的電話會議。 今日公司出席的代表包括我們的首席財務官高丹先生和財務主管及公司秘書袁兆章先生。好抱歉今日我們的首席執行官 Dennis 不能夠出席，因為 on the way 在那個 business trip 裡面，所以出席的嘉賓暫時我們會預設為聆聽模式。在管理層正式報告完畢後，我們會有一個答問時間。 歡迎大家用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。另外提醒大家，這個會議正在進行錄音，會議用的公告演講稿已經上載在我們的網站 www.ircgroup.com.hk， 歡迎大家下載。我現在有請我們的首席執行官 Colin Yarford 先生同我們主持這個會議。 Oh, it's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CFO, Mr. Kobiyarov. Mr. Kobiyarov, please begin.
Thank you very much, Kent. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the IRC trading update of the quarter two of this year, where we are pleased to present you the results of the company of the quarter. So, if you open the slide five, on this slide you'll be able to see the highlights of the results of the company of the quarter, and we are pleased to give you an update that we have showed the record sales of the volumes, which was almost a 20% increase versus the previous quarter. We were able to achieve this on the back of the alleviation of the issues with the logistics and the capacity of the railways, which we have experienced at the beginning of this year. And also because of the increase of the sales volumes, we were able to increase also the volumes of the production quarter on quarter. We're glad to also to update you in terms of progress of the Stara project, which is a major expansion project which we are working on at the moment, and we are expecting we will be able to begin get the mining operations at the Sutara pit at the mid of next year, with the first feed of the ore to the processing in the second half of next year. A little bit update in terms of the liquidity. As you can see here, we were able to significantly increase the cash balance of the company, which basically doubled over the course of the quarter. This was on the back of the high level of the prices of the iron ore, obviously, and also also because of the improvement in cash management and improvement in structure of the working capital of KNS. Although we would like to give you the heads up in terms of the recent changes in the macro, unfortunately, due to the slowdown of the Chinese economy and the slowdown in the demand on the steel, demand on an iron ore, the high level of the prices that we have been enjoying in the beginning of this year, this moment of time, so the level that we see on the market is much lower, which representing which is representing a challenge. But I'll speak about this later on. Can you please move on to the next slide, where you be able to see more information about the performance of the KNS. As I mentioned already, we have showed significant, I think it's a record volume of sales, and the increase of the production quarter on quarter. Although I would like to explain the negative difference in terms of the volumes of the mining, because of the issues with the supply of an iron ore resulted out of the problems with logistics early in the year. In the first quarter of this year, we were able to accumulate significant additional volumes of the stockpiles of the ore and also the finished goods. In the second quarter of this year, we were increasingly utilizing the stockpiles of the ore, and hence the volume of mining of the ore in the second quarter of this year or lower quarter on quarter. On the next slide, just a quick again update about the liquidity. I can just mention again that on the back of the some improvements in the structure of the working capital of the company, we were able to accumulate significant amount of cash, so that in the consequence we have a significant decrease in the net debt of the company, which I think is also lowest in the history of the company. And in terms of the service and repayment of the loan, the total amount is 14 million US, which we paid in accordance with the schedule. At this moment, I would like to pause and ask Johnny to provide you a quick update. A quick update about the profit warning which we are making.
Yes, thank you, Danilo. So if you turn to page 10 of our presentation slide, you can see that we have issued a profit warning for the first half of 2022. Now, obviously, last year, 2021, we had a phenomenal year, especially the first half of 2021, when the iron ore price was really, really strong. This year, 2022, iron ore price had been strong, but not as strong as last year. So on this basis, we are, as expected, making less profit than we did last year. So to recap, last year, in the first half of last year, we made $98 million profit, US dollar. But this year, we are only expecting to make a profit of 30 to 40 million US. But I would like to reiterate that this is still a very respectable number, taking into account the fact that the operating environment is now obviously worse than what we had last year. This drop in profit is mainly because of the weak iron ore price, as well as the very strong inflation across the world, especially in Russia, as well as increasing interest rate and all other operating parameters. We might need to do an asset impairment, which we are still looking at, because obviously in every of this reporting period, we do have to review the recoverable amount of our assets to determine whether an asset impairment is required. But if we have to make such impairment will only be non-cash and non-recurring. But in any case, we'll keep the board we'll keep the market updated for any development on this front. We shall issue our interim results by the end of August. So very soon we'll have a full set of results, and by then we'll have another conference call to discuss the first half results with investors. So I would like to hand the call back to Danila, and we're happy to answer any question you have in the Q&A session. So Danila, please, can you talk us through these challenges and opportunities of ILC?
Yeah, Johnny. Yeah, just a quick crypto update again of what I mentioned already, but I believe that's important enough that we touch upon this again. So if you look at the slide 12 and below, so we would like to mention again that that's what I mentioned, Johnny mentioned already, that over the course of last year, the company was enjoying the significant record high level of the price of iron ore. I believe that in average, the high grade iron ore price was about $190 a ton. So in the first half of this year, it was also at a level about $160 a ton. But at this moment of time, as we're talking, about the spot price is about $120 a ton. So there is a significant, we are seeing significant softening of the price of an iron ore. And at this moment of time, we are looking at, we see the shift in terms of the structure of the demand on the iron ore and the steel, and also steel in China because of the slowdown resulted with COVID, etc. And so, yes, obviously, we are the producer of the one commodity. We are fully exposed with this, and this represents a challenge that we have to live in and we have to adapt. But it's still, if we look at the history of the past, yes, at least at this moment of time, the process are still on a level which is strong enough. But yes, in terms of the trend, we might be looking at a negative. In terms of other challenge, that if you look at the next slide, so we are operating in Russia, and it means that the majority of the cost of KNS are denominated in rubles, and hence in the previous years when the ruble been constantly depreciating, it has a positive direct impact on the cost of KNS. But if you look at the graph, you can see here that the level of the foreign exchange ruble at this moment of time, it's unusually high. So it's 60 rubles a dollar. This is a level which we haven't seen over the past years. And it has, if you look at the average exchange rate of about 74, which we had last year, it represents basically 20% appreciation of the ruble against dollar. Yes, and it has a direct, yes, almost equal impact on the cost of the KNS, because the majority of our costs are denominated in rubles. And on the next slide, as Johnny mentioned already, the whole world is living in a high inflationary environment at the moment. And yes, Russia obviously it's not an exclusion. And in addition, with the general inflation, we see the inflation of the spare parts which are imported into Russia because of the problems with the logistics and with the sanctions, and all this putting a pressure on the cost of QNS, and this is one of the major challenges the company is facing at the moment, but I guess all other companies in the sector are facing the same issues right now. Although as a part of the challenges, we have a number of opportunities, and I would like to quickly update them again. On yes, one of them is the as we mentioned already, is the development of the Sutara project. Sutara project is basically the expansion of KNS. It allows to significantly increase the life of mine of the KNS. And although we are also expecting that with the high grade of the magnetic iron in the ore of Sutara pit, it will allow us also to improve the yields and increase the production volume of KNS, which should also be one of the mitigating actions in terms of the optimization of the cost of production. And obviously, we talked a lot about the bridge in the past, but so basically, bridge is complete, and we're expecting that the full operations and KNS ability to using the bridge will appear in the near future. And with the bridge in place, we believe that the problems that KNS was experiencing in the past in terms of the capacity of the railways, it completely will be alleviated. And also, as promised in the past, it shall give us the optimization in terms of the cost of the transport. And it's also one of the it's one of the opportunities and one of the mitigating actions that we have in terms of tackling the issue of the inflationary environment. I think that's mainly all. In the last slide here, just information about our board. As you know, we have a new board that was approved on the AGM early in the year. Yes, the board is quite experienced. And at this moment of time, the board is in the process of doing strategic review of the business and looking at the opportunities. So, and on the best way to use the opportunities that we have in our competitive advantages. And I can make a note here that the improvement in terms of the logistics and our ability to increase the capacity, it's also been achieved with the direct involvement of the board. So I think that's an all, and now we can move to Q&A.
Operator, please start Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now polling for questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Peter Pesci of Warhaven. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Gentlemen, first of all, congratulations on the performance of what I guess was quite a difficult operating environment. My question relates to the equity consolidation that was originally mooted, and I'm just trying to get an understanding of why you decided to delay that, and what your thought process was.
Yuri, will you answer this? I guess we are talking about the capital reduction, which we announced earlier.
Yes, that's right.
Johnny will answer that.
Yes. Hi, Peter. I think at this moment, the board is now reviewing, doing a strategic review on the company. Obviously, the new board was formed at the end of May, and so it will take a bit of time to see where we are in terms of the strategic point of view. And so, you know, that process is ongoing. And also, I think we do have to take into account the fact that the current operating parameters are not really that favorable. Obviously, we have a much lower iron ore price, inflation is very high, as far as there's a very strong ruble, and these are all not very helpful to our bottom lines. And so, at this moment, the focus has been on, you know, dealing with all these parameters. But having said that, if you look at our operations by itself, I think we are doing reasonably well. Obviously, sales goes up by 20%, production went up by 13%. So it's a parallel process. So while we are looking into this strategic review, we will come into that position. But at this moment, the board would like to focus on this strategic review as well as dealing with these external factors.
Understood. Thank you, Johnny.
No problem.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Lau Heiking. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi. 我想問呢關於那個新的開發那個花華那個礦呢係咪又延遲咗啊佢又要開多半年延遲啊要出年下半年先至可以營運。
仲有一樣嘢呢我想問緊啊嗰啲礦石option而家仲有冇做㗎其實今年上半年做嗰啲option呢有冇蝕到本㗎係唔該係啊sorry你再問題請講我問就係關於嗰個option啊佢兩年都係蝕本㗎嘛即係
係對沖嗰個礦石嘅option啊，今年咧你哋第一季同第二季，第一季就應該就係，我就即係上半年嚟講咧，你係用買期權，即係唔係話 sell put 去 sell call 咁樣做噶嘛，就係 buy put sell call 就係年年都蝕錢噶嘛，對沖，今年咧就係你係買 option。 就係俾期權金去套戥㗎嘛，咁今年係咪咁樣方法係唔係即係做到即係好叻啊？點講啊？即係比過往好咗咧，同埋而家手上仲有冇 option
做咧？好啊，係冇錯。我答咗你第一個問題先，就關於 Sutara 個問題。其實我哋不嬲個指引咧，其實都係話會2023嘅時間開業咁樣嘅。其實咧，咁就又唔係 delay 嘅，不過其實咧。 我哋都係根據我哋個工序去進行嘅，不過其實咧，我諗你都明白，其實而家俄羅斯嗰邊啲內部嘅營運咧，即係因為即係啲烏克蘭嘅問題啦，其實咧好多嘢都會比較慢咗，咁我哋咧亦都即係要相對應去調整翻少少啦。不過就對於整個我哋嗰個生產咧個流程咧就冇影響，因為其實我哋都有足夠嘅礦石咧。 去生產，去俾Canada生產，咁所以暫時咧就唔會有咩太大影響。不過呢個冇辦法啦，始終都係一啲外在國際因素影響啦，我哋都會盡量去適應翻啦。咁呢個就係第一個問題先。咁你第二個問題就提到係嗰個 put option 嘅問題，梁生你係好準確嘅，冇錯。其實之前咧，我哋做嗰啲咧，我唔知中文點譯，我哋即係封頂到封底嘅。 咁但係就可能會有即係有損失嘅情況啦。但係今次我哋用啲 put option 咧，其實就係冇損失嘅，即係話如果佢跌嗰個價咧，我哋有得賠；但係如果狂佢升嘅咧，就冇影響咁樣嘅。咁所以你講得啱嘅，其實咧，我哋係冇一個損失喺個 put option 嗰度嘅。
仲有一樣嘢就係嗰個 點講啊？
仲
唔係啊？即係咧，仲有一樣嘢就係嗰啲7000幾萬，你而家有現金咁多咧，係咪信？即係仲有幾多錢開？未來仲有開支啊？即係開發嘅開支，
嗯，
幾多錢咧？
明白。你係咪講緊嗰個 Sutara 嗰個開發嘅嗰、那個資金啊？係
啊係啊，即係、即係留你要開發噶嘛，你要錢噶嘛。而家你過去要使，即係一路係要俾錢落去噶嘛。咁你而家仲有幾多錢未俾咧？咁話
冇錯嗱，其實咧成個 Sutara 嘅發展咧，其實大概需要4500萬美金，我哋預計。咁咧呢一刻嚟講咧，我哋就喺今次呢個會議裏邊咧，我就冇一個數字，因為我哋仲賣緊盤數啦。咁但係我哋喺個中期業績報告，即係八月尾公佈嘅時候咧，我哋就可以有準確數字話俾你知，其實我哋仲有幾多錢係去投放落去呢個 Sutara 嗰度咁樣咯。咁啊，過多幾個星期，我哋就出到個中期業績噶啦。
咁現在仲有冇 option 嘅？佢對於嗰、那個就冇新買到新做嗰啲期權啦。
哦，冇啊，冇啊。我哋其實而家我哋嗰啲都係舊年買落嘅，因為而家嗰個
即係完咗噶啦，暫時手上冇嘅。
我而家冇買新嘅，但係而家我哋係啊冇買新嘅，係啦。
冇錯，好多謝你唔該。
我係。
Thank you. Our next question comes from James. James, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. I have two questions, please. The first one is regarding Sutara. Can you give us an update in terms of what is the additional capital expenditure required to get Sutara up and running by second half next year with the current ruble and construction cost? First question.
Yes, I can answer this. So in terms of the guidance that we provided, I believe end of last year, about 45 million USD, that remains our outlook in terms of the completion of Sutara project. We cannot give you the up-to-date amount of the capex, but it will be in our report, in our interim report that we are publishing at the end of the month, so you'll be able to see the number in the report. Although by the end of last year, I think the total amount of capex spent on Sutara was about maybe $10 million. So the majority of the capex are planned in the first half of next year, and so our guidance remain unchanged at this moment of time in terms of the total amount. There was no any significant changes in terms of our assessment. If you ask about this,
I see. And when you say second half of when you say Sutara is starting second half of next year, is that it will reach full production by the second half of next year, or is going to start production by the second half of next year? In other words, what's the ramp-up period?
Yeah, let me explain. Sutara project is not the new project. We're not talking about this is basically the expansion of the mining. So with the Kimkan mine, which is basically in the process of depletion, so it's gradually the amount of the ore that we are mining at the Kimkan pit is gradually it will be declining, and Sutara open pit will be ramping up and will be replacing the Kimkan ore, and although this process will take a few years, so it means that we don't need Sutara to be up and running with the full scope of capacity, with basically 10 million run of mine per year. We don't need it like to be we don't need this to be on day one. This will take a few years, and this is in line with the original like plan of the Sutara development. So the gradual increase of the capacity of mining in Sutara open pit is completely in line with our plan of development, and the purpose of this is just to gradually replacing the feed of the ore of the Kimkan. So the current estimation in terms of the timing of Sutara, it works okay, and it allows us to mine and or feed the required amount of the ore to the plant, which is approximately 10 million of the tons of ore per year.
I see. Thank you. Second question is regarding your debt repayment. You have 106 million in US dollar debt. So the question is, do you have any plans similar to last year where you had early repayment of the principal of those debt?
Good question. Yes, happy to answer. Yes, obviously we have accumulated significant amount of cash. That's why the face amount of debt is about 100 million. The net or debt mid of this year is much lower because the majority are sitting in cash. But as Johnny also mentioned already, at this moment of time, with the new board in place and with all the recent challenges that we are facing at the moment, with a significant decrease in the price and significant appreciation and the consequent increase in the cost, we need to be careful in terms of managing our liquidity. So at this moment of time, we are looking what is the best way in terms of allocating the cash between the capital requirements, which is a Sutara project, between repayment of the debt. And so yes, I think yes, over the course of the second half of this year, we'll analyze this and make yes, inform the view whether we shall do the prepayment of the loan, partial prepayment, or we shall keep on going with the schedule of the repayment.
In other words, can you repay the loan early at any time of your choosing, and are there no penalties regarding that?
We can. There is a part of the loan which we repaid last year, as you know, without penalty, because this is a bullet repayment loan. It has no any penalties. In terms of the main or portion of the loan, we have the penalties, but I believe they are minimal. And in any case, we don't have any risk. Restrictions in terms of our ability to repay. So, yes, answering the question in short, yes, we can prepay.
Thank you. That's my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask other questions, please press star one. Our next question comes from Zhang Feng. Please go ahead with your question. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? Hey, come on. Hey. 我有一个问题想问一下，会不会再集资嘅咧？ 对于后面嘅话，因为目前现金系比较多， 但系即系话未来一年会唔会即系话进行集资活动咧？ 集资公股类似咁嘅活动咧？ 系，我就系呢个问题，多谢。
你好啊，阿周总，暂时我哋咧其实。 关于集资呢样嘢咧，暂时我哋冇一个明确嘅计划嘅。不过我哋咧，其实我谂作为一即系发展中嘅公司啦，其实随时都会考虑一下有咩最好方法去筹集资金去发展咯。咁其实如果有集资计划或者各方面咧，其实我哋都会公布嘅。咁但系即系暂时冇乜可以讲到字咯。不过我就话即系其实我哋咁多年嚟都系一直都会系喺唔同嘅方面咧系想即系壮大我哋公司嘅。
系，咁有冇分红一个指引咧，或者到咩分进行一个适当嘅分红，即系到咩某一个程度，俾即系股东一个希望咁咧？唔该。
知你先系派股息系嘛？
嗯，系。
派股息系啊，其实咧，原本我哋都一直都有咁嘅打算去向呢个方向进行，不过其实不过近期嗰个营商环境咧，实在比较艰难。 咁同埋咧，我哋嗰個新個董事會咧都要考慮一下，到底即係我哋集團，即係佢哋都認識我哋集團嘅情況啊，同埋佢哋嘅理念啊，咁各方面啦、啊。咁所以呢方面咧，暫時要花少少時間。咁同埋我諗最大最大問題都係始終係嗰個營商環境。其實我哋上半年咧其實 OK 嘅，其實唔錯嘅。不過咧，其實我諗你都留意到啦。去到第三季開始七月嘅時候咧，個環境就真係比較差少少。鐵價低咗啦，咁同埋嗰個inflation 即係嗰個通脹高咗啦，同埋嗰個勞報咧就強得好勁咯。咁所以喺呢啲咁嘅營商環境之下咧，即係個新嘅董事局咧亦都要好好小心去處理咯。咁所以我哋都聽到股東嘅需求嘅，咁但係就暫時呢刻嚟講咧，董事會亦都要花少時間去了解一下先。
咁有冇話其他嘅回購啊，或者對一個股價嘅支撐嘅動作咧？
都係嗰句啦，其實我哋董事會都要需時去研究啦。咁同埋就即係如果有嘅都會公布咗噶啦。係啊，咁我哋大長亦都隨時會保持住留意住市場嘅動態，同埋我哋各方面嘅發展啦。
咁樣你就代表向我哋小股東向董事會提一提咯。多謝你啊，
係
袁生，我多謝。
冇咁講，唔該曬。
多謝，好啦。
Thank you. That's all for the question we have. I'll pass the line to Ken.
OK， 唔該曬，咁多謝大家今日嘅出席，咁啊，希望大家有愉快一天啦。咁如果日後有任何問題，咁我歡迎大家再聯絡我哋。咁我哋嘅聯絡方法可以參考我哋嘅 IRC 官網 www.ircgroup.com.hk。Thank you for everyone for joining the call today. So we appreciate your time. If anyone has any question, please feel free to contact us at any time.Contact details and refer to our corporate website www.ilcgroup.com.hk. Thank you and have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.